If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Here we go again. Yeah. This time, Alex, Audrey, we have Amelia on the phone. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. So we understand that you have been ghosted by a guy named Finn. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's hear this story.
You know, I've honestly been listening to the show for years, and this is the first time. Well, it's not the first time that I've been ghosted, but it's the first time that I felt like the person that I'm being ghosted by was worthy enough for me to call and actually get some answers about it.
That's crazy. Not wow. My first time getting ghosted.
Oh, it happens so much these days.
People just
all
don't
the time.
Huh? Really?
Yeah. All the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sadly.
All right. So let's hear about him.
Yeah. Well, I finally found, I guess, a serious contender for a partner, I felt. You know, this guy, he truly seemed like a whole package. Mm-hmm. He seemed like he was serious and wanting to date, you know, me or just, you know, be with someone. And so he started talking about his intentions with dating and that he wouldn't even go on a date unless he really saw a potential future with someone. And so he was very straight up, seemed to be pretty traditional guy. And we went on like a good old fashioned date. I haven't been on a date like this in years. And so, you know, we went to dinner and it was just amazing. And we talked about life and his views and, you know, he's very centered in his faith. And honestly, it was the whole thing, the whole experience was just really beautiful.
Good.
And I felt like we were very aligned with everything. I truly cannot think of a single hiccup in the entire night. He took me home, was very respectful, kissed me on the cheek, waited until I got inside. And then we talked a little bit over text the next day, but quite frankly, it's really become very sadly clear to me that he's just kind of trying to brush me off. And honestly, I've been pretty sad about it and a little bit stressed out because like I really liked him and I just genuinely do not know what went wrong.
Hmm.
So,
man.
Yeah, well, this is a head scratcher.
What the heck, Finn?
Right? She sold me.
We did get a hold of Finn, and he is on the phone, has agreed to talk to us. Finn, good morning.
Good morning.
I know that this is very intimidating, or at least can be, so we appreciate you joining us. Amelia is just looking for some answers here. So will you tell us your side of the story? She said everything was great on the day. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it was a great date, and, you know, I'm sorry, like, she's upset enough, you know, to reach out to you guys. So, yeah, I'm happy to, you know, kind of say what was going on.
Good, good. Did she do something wrong or were you just not interested in her? I mean, what was the reason for? She said it was very clear that you did not want to take another stab at it.
No, I hate to be cliche and say it was more about me. But anyways, yeah, I didn't say anything or, you know, I wasn't totally upfront with her because, you know, there's some things that, you know, that are the reasons why, you know, that, you know, I'm kind of worried about how it might make her feel.
Like what?
Well, basically, I don't want to sound like I'm judging, you know, her. You know, I have absolutely no judgment about the situation. It was a great date. But basically, you know, I consider myself a pretty godly man. And, you know, I kind of center my life around my faith, I guess. And, you know, I'm looking for a woman that's kind of, you know, the similar caliber, I guess I could say, you know, who's kind of the same. And, you know, there's just things I discovered on our date, you know, that made it clear, you know, it wasn't the woman God had planned for me, basically, you know. And I'm sorry if this sounds harsh or overly traditional, but it's just not what I'm looking for. And
you don't think that she aligned with your faith?
Yeah, basically.
What was it that gave you that inclination?
And again, no judgment, but like to start, she had tattoos. And I know nowadays almost everyone has them. But to me, it's like, you know, it's the old, you know, your body's a temple thing. And, you know, so to me, it's kind of like messing with God's creation. So, you know, yeah, just like things about her dating history, you know, it's very different from my own. You know, not that I'm going to share any of her, you know, private or sensitive information. But basically, for myself, I'm saving myself for marriage. And, you know, I do kind of acknowledge that, you know, maybe it was a fault of mine, you know, that I didn't tell her this, you know, straight up on the date or before the date. But, you know, I guess, you know, it's just something I wasn't comfortable with. But, you know, which is funny because now I'm explaining this all to you guys on the radio. But, you know, I guess I just kind of come to the conclusion that I need to be more open with my faith, maybe, you know, that, you know, I don't have any shame in it.
Right. But just so I understand you properly, Finn, you think Amelia is a lovely lady. She just doesn't align with your values, according to you.
Exactly. She's an absolutely wonderful woman. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with her. She's just wrong for me.
I got you. Amelia, what are your thoughts on what Finn just said?
Wow. I didn't expect that. I mean, it would be really easy for me to be offended by, I guess, like a lot of things that you said. But I do understand and I respect where you're coming from. I respect that that's your view of faith. I don't know really what else there is to say.
Well, there's nothing else to say.
You know how hard it is for her to take the high road? Yeah. I hear it in her voice. Good for you, girl.
Hey, you know what? You just started aligned with one another. He was very, very quick to say that you're a wonderful woman. You're just not right for him. And that's not bad.
But is it values or religious beliefs?
Whatever.
Because
whatever.
Values makes, I mean, when I hear someone say that they don't believe that, like their values, whatever, it's like, she doesn't sound like a bad person, but I think it's more of a religious thing. Like he said, he's saving himself. Listen, don't overthink it.
We don't need a deep dive in it. Maybe long hair is not my thing. I love Audrey and think she's a wonderful person, but she just doesn't fit with what I'm looking for, right? I mean, that's a silly.
But her values are.
Again.
And the tattoo thing isn't really about. That's
right.
Interesting to me. I guess how he related it to God's creation or,
you know, body's
temple.
A temple.
I've heard that too sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Good luck finding somebody that doesn't have a tattoo.
Well, the three of us don't.
Well, I know. Hey.
I'm single.
She's available, but you don't align with his values. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, probably not.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.